The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Sugah Daf Lamed Tes. In the next two dafim, we're going to be learning some of the inyonim of Shvi'is, of Shemitah, that come up as regards to the buying and producing of Dal Gminim. And it's an opportunity to get our feet wet, a little bit in Yoni Shvi'is, Yitz Hashem, the year Habo Aleinu L'Toyva Tov Shin Ayin Hey is going to be a Shnas Hasheva. We should be zeicher to see Mashiach Tzidkenu. Ein Ben David Bo Elo B'Metzoy Shmita. Should be before then. The problems that we're going to be discussing in the next two dafim of buying Dalminim, especially Dalminim being shipped out to Chutzlots from Eretz Yisrael that have Kedusha Shvi'is, are not going to be again this Shmita, are going to be again next Shmita, because the produce of Tov Shin Ayin Hey, which will be not used Sukkot 2014, but Sukkot of Tov Shin Ayin Vov, which will be Sukkot of 2015, that year, that crop will have the problems of Kedusha Shvi'is. In Eretz Yisrael, where the fields are left Hefker, the soygen fields, many people go down. You're allowed to pick from the field. The halach of Shvi'is is that the peiros are hefker, and anybody's allowed to go into the fields, and so it's done. It's a lot of fun for people to pick their own soygen. It's a once in 7 year opportunity. It has to be done right. But there are many problems that are not so negeh to those that pick their own soygen, but the soygen that are shipped out, the soygen that are sold. Problems of buying and selling with Peir Shvi'is, that's what we're going to be discussing the next two dafim. There's a famous story, which is one of Klal Yisrael's classics in terms of being able to view the greatness of Gedolim in generations gone past. The Netziv Mivalozhin, the Netziv the Rosh Shiva Valozhin, realized the year of Motzi Shmita, when the Esrig was an Esrig of Kedusha Shvi'is, that his grandson by marriage, Reb Chaim Brisker, who was at that point the Magid Shir in the Yeshivas Valozhin, had not used his Esrig as he was wont to use every year. Normally Reb Chaim would come to use the Esrig of the Netziv. Not everybody had their own Esrig. Reb Chaim would use the Netziv's Esrig every year. He was conspicuously absent that year, and the Netziv realized that the reason is because Reb Chaim had chshoshes on the kashrus of an esrig that had been sent to him from Shvi'is produce, from the crop which grew during Shemitah. What exactly the problem is, we'll discuss in a minute, but for the story. The Netziv decided, because in his respect for his grandson, to go through to Tuaduch, the sugya again, and he went through all the sugyas of whether the halachic issues that he felt Reb Chaim was concerned about in being Yoytzi Dei Chavosu with an Esek Shoshmita were an issue of concern, and he sent a shliach at 3 o'clock in the morning to go find his grandson Reb Chaim, to go to his grandson Reb Chaim's house, knock on the door, and tell him that the Zayda, the Netziv, is waiting for him. Reb Chaim gets a knock on the door at 3 o'clock in the morning. The Zayda is waiting for you. He puts on his clothing. He goes running. He thinks the Zayda maybe is about to pass away. He was an elderly man by then. Maybe he wants to give him some instructions. He runs over to the Netziv Sukkot, comes in. There's the Netziv sitting there calmly, peacefully, with a huge pile of svarim on the table in the Sukkot at 3 o'clock in the morning. And the Netziv looks up, he says, "Ah, Reb Chaim, I went through the sugya, there's no problem with the esrig whatsoever. Come sit down, I'll tell you my maskonas." Reb Chaim says, "Wait a minute, Zayda, I just have to make birch satayru." The Netziv burst into bitter tears. And he said, "Oy, for the day that I see a grand, that I could live to see a grandson of mine who hasn't yet said birch satayru at 3 o'clock in the morning." That's for the shayla. That's for the story. No more need to be added. Just a small way to be able to view the greatness of Gedolim, not even from 2,000 years ago, but from 100 years ago, what their musogim, what their demands on themselves and their family members were. What was the problem? What were the set of problems that the Netziv had to learn through the pile of svarim to assuage Reb Chaim's concerns with using an esrig of Shvi'is? Kefi hanira, the only problems that would make an esrig not usable, that the using of the esrog as far as being yoitza, the day the mitzvah of netilas lulav of the esrog would be concerned, with the problems of what we call shomer v'neved. There's two dinim that possibly aser peir shvi'is b'achilo. One is if the field The produce is produced by work that was done on Shemitah. There's a discussion whether the peiros are osur, or whether they're osur b'di'evit. Another issue that's discussed, that's called nevat. Nevat means the field was worked on Shviyas, which is a big problem today. All the produce, you need a special hashgacha, shouldn't mix up. Even though during all years, it's not such a big problem where produce comes from. Because you can always take over, you can always take off an extra trumas and maizus. Not such a big deal. But in Shemitah, if there's a mix-up of where the fruits come from, if they come from a field where the field was nevad, that would ask for the fruits ba'achilu. Another problem that arises, post-facto on Paris, that have Kedusha Shviyas, is the problem of Shomer. Since, as we said, the field is Hefker, if somebody locks up the field, somebody protects the field from being taken, there's the din is that it's Shomer. Shomer, the Pashtus, is also Ba'achila. Whether that problem of being also La'achila, we have a Mishnah by us, that Esrig, of Orla, of other Yisurim, if it's not Roy La'achila, then it's not Roy, Lotzidechaybas, Mitzvah, Luluv, and Esrig. With these two problems of Shomer and Nevad, if an Esrig, and obviously that was Reb Chaim's concern, was that some of the Esrigim were being produced by kibbutzim that were not, we're talking in the late 1800s, where there was already a problem of non-religious farmers in Eretz Yisrael, especially in the north of Eretz Yisrael, where the Esrigim, not in the north, but near the coast, further up. In the further up from the Tel Aviv area, more in the Chaderi area, where most of the Pardesi Esrogim are, were these fruits also Ba'achila, and therefore that would say that one who uses an Esrog like this for the mitzvah is not Yotzidech Evosoy? That was an issue of concern. The Nitziv's Maskona, and going through the Rishonim, again, our Sugya is not so much about that. The Sugya of whether Shomur is awesome in Atayru. Well, it's awesome in Darabonon. That which would be enough Kamina Legabe Nesrig is Machlechis Rashin or Benetam Yavam's Kufchav Beis. Tesis brings it by us, but we won't be discussing that now. Whether the status of Shomur also defines the status of Neva is a discussion amongst the Achroinim. How do we pass Kamed this? How do we pass Kamed that? There's a big Machum Lahakal. The Nitziv obviously felt that the Lahakal was Lekula and he felt that Esrig could be used. But we'll leave that aside for now. What is an issue that's discussed by Richos in our sugya is not so much the problem of the halakhic status of the fruit as far as eating is concerned post facto, but how one can buy the luv and esrig in the first place. Halloy. Some of the isurim that are included in Shviyas, besides for the obvious, which means not working the land, not taking care of the land, not planting, not fertilizing, not watering, so on and so forth, which is most of what Hilchos Shviyas is, but there's also a problem with the fruits that grow by themselves. That which did grow, it didn't grow as a result of melacha that was not allowed to be done in the field. That would be never. It's fruits on a tree. Obviously, the fruit grows every year. What is the halacha of Peir Shviyas? The halacha of Peir Shviyas is hefker, as we said. Shomer would be aser. And the question is that there's another issur that Chazal instituted called an issur schoiro. Chazal disallowed schoiro. Business activity being done with Peir Shviyas. There's an issur d'rabbanon to buy and sell Peir Shviyas in the sense of a regular fruit store. We'll discuss Mizrach Hashem the next year that Peiros Akum is a big machlokes achronim. The Shviyas produce that was harvested by Goyim, whether that has Kedusha Shviyas, whether you could buy rather most of the fruits that are sold in your average makolet, in your average fruits and vegetable stand all over the country, is Peiros Akum. We're in a regular year, which a lot of the produce comes from Jewish owned stores, Jewish owned farms, but in Shemitah, the Peiros comes from Peiros Shviyas. The question is how to relate to that as far as Kedusha Shviyas is concerned. But as far as the Esrogim is concerned, they go into a paradis, they harvest the Esrogim, and they sell them to take to America, to take to England, whatever the case may be. What happened to an Issus Chor? That's one. Two, there's an Issur of being Moitzi Peiros Shviyas to Chutz Lortz. One is allowed to take, one gets on a plane with Peiros Shviyas, with nuts, apples, and oranges that have Kedusha Shviyas. One can take only what he needs for the plane ride, maybe a little bit for afterwards, the Chazanish says. One can take as much as he needs just to tide him by. But one does not take a kamus, an amount. This is the rabbanim to take a large amount to pay a shviz to have kedusha shviz to chutz laretz. It's not worthy to take some that has the special kedusha of shmita and to chutz laretz, which doesn't have the kedusha of peiros of mitzvah satluis baret. And ma'oi, they were afraid. Chazal instituted were afraid that the peiros will not be treated in the right way. All the halachas of peiros shviz, what you're allowed to do with peiros shviz, what you're not allowed to do, what you're allowed to use it for, what you're not allowed to do it for. And the Gemara says by us, as far as the issus chayre is concerned, the etzah is that when you're selling, what we do is we make somewhat of a haroma, somewhat of a trick, that we sell one of the minim which does not have kedusha shviz. And we're mavliya, we include in the price, we'll discuss which one of the dalminim, is it the hadas or is it the lulav, we include in the hadasim and the lulavim the price of the esrog. Meaning, say, we're not buying when the person who harvested the esrogim sells them to somebody to take the chutz laretz. He's not selling the esrogim, he's selling the set, he's selling the lulavim. He includes in the price of the set, which is for the lulavim this year, the price of an esrog. We just mentioned lulav. We also mentioned hadas. Which one? The Gemara in Daf Lamed Tesem and Aleph Bayoz says that Yumavliya, the Kedushas Esrik, which has, and this is Choyro, Yumavliya with the Dmei Lulav. The Gemara explains, why does the lulav have, what is a lulav? A lulav is a branch. Does a branch of a tree have Kedushas Shviz? Is there an Issus Choyro on a branch of a lulav? So the Gemara says that a lulav does have Kedushas Shviz because it's not only a branch that can be used for firewood. A branch of a tree that's only firewood does not have kedusha shviz. But the Gemara says a lulav has a use. In those days, they used lulavim for, interestingly enough, for brooms. As far as a broom is concerned, since the broom is not burnt up like firewood, so that usage would render it something which is ro'i l'shimush. And the Gemara learns out that there would be an issa shviz. So the Gemara says that this that says that we're mavliya, the price of the esrig in the lulav, is talking about that they sold lulav shel shishis. Not so common by us. Normally we always buy fresh lulav every year, but a lulav can be preserved better than an esrig. So the lulav was preserved from shishis. They sold the lulav shel shishis, and they were mavliya. Shishis doesn't have kedusha shviz, that you can sell regular. And in that price, they were mavliya, the kedusha, the ischayra of the esrig of shviz. What's interesting is that the Rambam doesn't seem to bring down this Gemara. The Rambam brings the din, the Yomavliya, the Esrig, in the price of the Lulav. And he doesn't say there has to be a Lulav Shoshishis. What the Mepharshim understand is that that this idea that Kedushas Shviz is Chal on a Lulav because it has a use, which is not like firewood, it could be used as a broom, is totally in whether society uses Lulav for brooms. In the Rambam's days, which is true, is Manazeh, Baruch Hashem, we have more efficient brooms. We don't use lulav for brooms. Therefore, we would look at the lulav as meaningless in terms of kedusha shviz. All it has is the status of a branch. A branch of a tree does not have kedusha shviz. So therefore, you would be able la halacha to be mavliya, which means that the moicher will sell the lulav somewhat for an inflated price. He'll include in that somewhat cheaper because that's right, we're not the same quality. The price of the esrig which has kedushas shviz. What's an interesting, as a side note, this idea of a lulav, yes, having kedusha shviz or not having kedusha shviz, is a minig by Yidden to burn the lulav with, save the lulav for 6 months, to tuck it away someplace in the garage, and to burn it with next year's Sreifas Chometz. To use that, to use the kedusha of mitzvahs of Yom Tov to Yom Tov, to take the kedusha of Yom Tov of Sukkot and to inaugurate the Kedusha of the Yom Tov Pesach by using the lulav to kindle the, or throwing in the lulav, the throwing the dal minim into the Sreifas Chometz. The problem is you're not allowed to be ma'abed Peirush Shviz. One of the surim of Peirush Shviz is to destroy it. You're not allowed to use it shaloi ketzarkoi. So this discussion that since the lulav after 6 months is dried out, so there's no issa hefse, it doesn't have a, it's not royal lishimush anymore. Obviously, if we say that the lulav doesn't have kedusha shviz, this discussion does not start. There's another discussion, Nachrayim, that it could be that anything which is miyuchid for a certain use, which is not something that has to do with la'achila, namely, let's say, with the lulav, where the lulav ma miyuchid l'shem mitzvah, there's no shimush of oichel, so the tzorich mitzvah would render it not kedusha shviz. This is discussed in the Gemara, as far as straw is concerned, straw is also produce, What about straw of shvis? Does it have kedusha shvis? And the Gemara says that if you take straw and you use it to stuff a pillow, we don't do that bizman hazeh, but in the old days the stuffing of a pillow was straw. If you do that, or you stuff a mattress with straw, that would render the straw not oimid l'shimush achila, not oimid l'shimush that has kedusha shvis, and therefore it would be matir that there's no kedusha shvis on the lulav. Could be that a lulav l'shemitz would be the same thing. Let's move a little bit along. Now we discuss the pratim of a lulav having kedusha shvis. What about hadassim? Do hadassim have kedusha shvis? Could one throw out hadassim? Now you don't throw out because it's a busy mitzvah, but can one use in ways that are not fitting with kedusha shvis the hadassim after sukkahs? Could one build? Can one do schoyre just with hadassim? There are many soichim, there are many business people that do business just with hadassim and Eretz Yisrael. Could one do the same with kedusha shvis? Is it a branch? Or is it something that has a shimush which would render it kedusha shvis? The Yerushalmi in Shvis Perek Zayin has a suffix. Hadassim, it says over the atzei b'samim, anything which is cultivated for scent. Hadassim have a nice smell. The famous medrash of the hadassim being a dove she'en b'tam v'yesh b'reach, lulav being something she'esh b'tam v'en b'reach, the esrog being yesh b'tam v'yesh b'reach is like tzaddikim, and the arava being neither, the humble arava. So the Yerushalmi has a suffix. So the poskim say b'pashtus that this is, since shvius bizman hazeh derabbanon suffix derabbanon l'kulam. So mele atzei hadassim branches do not have kedusha shvius. They can be bought and sold kirogel, and there's no shmita problems incurred in the schoira of hadassim. The Chazon Ish has a famous chumra where he says that since shvius bisoid is deraisa, a suffix of shvius you'll have to go deraisa. He says this in a few different places. Any shaila la halacha, which really the halacha is a shaila of deraisis. The shaila of atzei b'sam could be a shaila bizman amigdosh where shvitis was deraisa. It happens to be bizman hazeh the ramifications of the shaila of shvius only derabanan, but the shaila really is a shaila of deraisa. Therefore, the halacha is the Chazon Ish says you have to be machmir. You have to paskin ki'ilu, it would still be deraisa. What's lamaisa? Can one be mavliyav? One has his own esrig. One has his own lulav. And he wants to buy just an esrig from somebody. Can he be mavliyav by buying also from him hadassim? Or do we say that atzei hadas also have an isischer? They also have kedusha shvius. The Maril Diskin was known as paskining to be mavliyav the sale, the buying and the selling of esrogim with hadassim. So Michil Michal Tokachinsky, who was the author of the Yerushalmi calendar, the head of Yeshiva Seitz Chaim, was one of the leading authorities on Mitzvah Tluyos Ba'aretz. He explained the opinion of the Maril Diskin, which Maril Diskin was paskening halacha l'maaseh in Yerushalayim 120, 130 years ago. He explained to Michil Michal that the hadassim are planted only in the Shem Mitzvah. If they're planted only in the Shem Mitzvah, they don't have a din of a pri. The whole growing of the hadas is only for a mitzvah. It's mafki, it becomes ois pri. Whereas the lulav is part of a tree. The lulav is part of a tree that bears fruits. If it's part of a tree that bears fruits, ba'etzem, it's a davar imid lepri. It's a part of that tree which has use, like we said, for a broom. Maybe it does have kedusha shvius, the pashas of the Gemara. So Maril Diskin said to be mavli and hadassim. It could be that bizman hazeh, that the lulavim trees are cultivated only lulavim, date merchandise, date buying and selling is infinitely worth less money than lulavim. The dairy lulavim, the ones that are professionally cultivated, is a many times over $1 million business. Dates are not such a hot seller in today's market. So the lulavim trees that are produced commercially only for lulavim would have the same rationale of Yechiel Michal Dovachinsky. You'd be able to be mavli in lulavim. You don't have to get involved. Does it have kedusha shvius or not? Doesn't have kedusha shvius because it's not planted l'shem achila. The emphasis is that this was already discussed, interestingly enough, by us was poshut from the Gemara that as suroigim have kedusha shvius the marash dam. It was one of the G'dayli Achronim 550 years ago when there was a large scale influx of Yidden for the first time when the Ottoman Empire took over Eretz Yisrael, and living in Eretz Yisrael was a little bit safer after the hundreds of years of Christian control, it was almost impossible for Yidden to live in Eretz Yisrael. So Yidden started moving by the hundreds to Eretz Yisrael. So different shailas of mitzvah tluyos baretz were discussed for the first time. There was the Bezdin and Tzvas, the Beis Yosef, and the Mabit that we'll discuss in Mitzvah Shem the next year. And the Marajdam, one of the G'dayli Ador in Turkey, was mitzaded. He had a real possibility that since the Esroigim are planted l'shem mitzvah, nobody today plants Esroigim l'shem achilah. Maybe in the times of Chazal, Esroigim were commonly eaten. It's very healthy. And they also used Esroigim for l'shem mitzvah. But today we don't, there's no reason why anybody would cultivate an Esrig orchard paradise except for the Tzorich Mitzvah. Again, it's a multi-million-dollar business. Anybody has an Esrig paradise. A lot of aggravation in the Esrig business, but there's also a lot of profit. If the sole purpose of cultivating the trees is only for the L'shem Mitzvah, Moedi Tochen, that says that also doesn't have a Shem Pri. Marajdam, interestingly enough, had a tzad that Esrogim are not chayv in Trumas and Maisus. Today what they do is they take off Trumas and Maisus. You take an Esrog which has holes all over it, and you use that for the Trumas and Maisus of a large amount. Marajdam said maybe it doesn't even need Trumas and Maisus because it's not a Pri. One has to say the reason why the Minig is not that way. Minig is taken out that way. We are knowing all the hashgachas take off Trumas and Maisus off the Esrogim. It's on every store that sells Esrogim. Who fresh Trumas and Maisus? One has to say that since there is a Minig by some for a Yoni Skula to eat the Esrogim, so it's still considered that it was cultivated L'shem Achila, which is difficult because the L'shem Achila is only a Tetzah of the Mitzvah. Nobody likes Esrog jelly. The only reason why anybody would eat Esrog jelly, anybody normal would eat Esrog jelly, is only because it has a skula, because it's gebenched Esrog jelly, because it comes from Esrogim that we used for a Mitzvah. It's a famous skula for easy childbirth and so on. Does anybody eat Esrog jelly? Maybe, yeah. If you go into the stores, Tu B'Shvat, they do have Esrog slices. Maybe that would say that the Esrogim are produced L'shem Achila. Okay, we'll leave that aside. As far as the other issue of concern of taking the Esrog to Chutz La'aretz, which is also in the Sidur Rabbanon, the Chazon Ish said that it could be that since only Takan the Rabbanon, maybe B'mokum Mitzvah, they weren't Geyser. It's possible. Another distinct possibility is that it's not called L'schoyre, maybe because you're being Mavliyat, but that's hard, because even if you're being Mavliyat in the Lulavim, as we said, or in the Hadassim, it is actually not being taken out to Chutz La'aretz L'achil, it's taken out L'schoyre. So L'schoyre would be under the Isser of Hoytzoas Perishviz. But Chutz La'aretz L'achil, the only way out is like the Chazon Ish said, that L'shem Mitzvah, they weren't Geyser. There's another issue of concern if somebody trades in Peir Shviz, we'll be discussing this more in the next year. Tfisas Domer. Chazal instituted a din that if somebody trades in Peir Shviz, the money that's given to one as profit, as pay, for Peir Shviz is Nitvas for Kedusha Shviz. One can only use that money for buying things that have Kedusha Shviz. It's Nitvas Domer for Kedusha Shviz. The Peir Shviz has an interesting shot. It's worth saying over, just even though we got out of it because we discussed the ways that it wouldn't be considered that you're selling the Esrog for profit. You're mavliyah in something else. To avoid one of the problems that you're avoiding is the problem of being teifis doma b'kedusha shviz. But if you would sell an Esrog and the dom would be nitvas, the Pnei Yeshua has an interesting shaila which could lead one into a fascinating discussion of different chesh mitzvah shailas. So we'll just throw it out. L'sabra sa'ozen. The Shal the Pnei Yeshua discusses is since the Kedusha of the Esrog is the fact, like we said, that it's Oymed La'achila, not the fact that it's Oymed L'mitzvah, how much of the Domim, how much of the value is Nitvas for Kedusha Shviz? Only that which defines the fruit of having Kedusha Shviz, which is La'achila. The Achila value of an Esrog is very... Nobody pays $100 for an Esrog or $150 for an Esrog in terms of Achilas Esrogim. Achilas Esrogim is worth very little. The only thing that's worth money is the mitzvah, but the mitzvah doesn't render it Peir Shviz. And maybe the value of an Esrog that's nitvas in the domim that one pays for it is only the eating value. That's a Peir Shua Shaila. The Svara would say that once the fruit has Kedushas Shviz, once the fruit has Kedusha Shviz, so then the whole value of the fruit is included in the value of Kedusha Shvi'is, and all that, the $150 and not the 15 cents, would be nitvas in the fruit. In the Pnei Yeshua Shaila of whether only part of the value of the Esrog, only that which gives it Kedusha Shvi'is, is nitvas in the money that was paid, that the Esrog was paid with, is a sub Shaila. Well, let's say it a little bit differently. What would be if we'd say that the whole value of the Esrog is included in the what's nitvas b'dmei shvi'is? Would we say the whole value of the esrog, the $150? Would we say no? An esrog is not really worth $150. An esrog which you can be yotzei a mitzvah is worth $10, $15, $20. How much would you pay for a esrog which is kosher lahalocha but it's not a mehuda? How much would you pay for an esrog on the last day of on erev Yom Tov, right when the stores are about to close? It has to be nitvas. The value that one pays because of Chavivus HaMitzvah, they want the perfect esrog. So if you've got a beauty of an esrog, you pay $150. Is that the value of the fruit? That's another shadow. Which means that we can always clarify what is the value of an esrog. As far as the fruit is concerned, the value is not that much. The value is only insofar as the usage of a mitzvah. It brings to mind the famous question, if somebody is mazik somebody's esrog on Sukkot, does he owe him that which the guy paid for the esrog? He dropped somebody, he banged into somebody's esrog and caused the person to drop it. And then it was a first class esrog that cost the owner, the proud owner, $100. Does he owe him $100? We say, no, how much is the value now of an esrog? Going to the shuk, how much is the value of an esrog? Not much. Shall is discussed in Chesh Mishpat. Do we, in different contexts, do we estimate value of damages in terms of relative value as how much it's worth to the owner, or in terms of absolute value in the shuk? We won't get into it. That's just a tetzah from this question of the Pnei Yeshua.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.